virtual charters where students complete their courses from home computers operate very differently from brick-and-mortar schools. So there were a lot of questions this group had to consider, like the size of a class. Daryl Allison with Parents for Educational Freedom in North Carolina argued classes should be bigger, but Glenn Kleiman said an argument could be made for smaller classes. He's a professor at NC State who studies innovation in education.
I've done a lot of teaching virtually. To do it well actually takes more time per student than when you have the students in front of you.
After all, he says, it's not as easy to interact with them as a whole. You have to field lots of emails and calls. The group settled on a class size of 40 and a limit of 200 students per teacher. They also decided online charters should open with no more than 1,000 students. As far as funding, the group didn't come up with a number, just stipulated that virtual charters shouldn't receive any local supplement from counties like brick-and-mortar charters do. But that would require a change in state law. The State Board of Education will consider the final recommendations at its board meeting next week. Then they'll go on to the General Assembly. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller.